Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry, you're kind of breaking up. Go ahead.
2511-3401-0036-2691.
Okay, let me pull up your information real fast. Okay, is this Edgar Fire?
Yes, that's my LLC.
LLC, okay. And who am I speaking with?
Thomas Mark, M-A-R-C-K.
Okay, and what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected?
503-509-3760.
Okay, is 513-509-3760?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, let me just confirm some of the information I have here on file. Billing address is still 2041 East Hall Road, New Richmond, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, billing zip is 45157.
Yes, sir.
All right, and is this a company phone or is this a mobile phone?
This is a mobile phone that I'm on, but it's also, I use it a lot for my business, too.
Okay.
I have a landline as well. I'm just not where I can get to it.
I gotcha. No worries. Okay. And your company is an LLC, correct?
That is correct.
All right. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2013.
Okay.
3 years.
All right, perfect. Yes, yeah, so okay. So we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs here, Thomas, let me know what you're looking to do and I can, lead you in the right direction.
Well, I'm trying to I got this thing in my head, and the thing of it is I just applied for something the other day through another place and they denied me, so I don't know if it's even one question I have is on this application thing, it talks about merchant receipts for credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I don't do a lot with credit cards. I had it set up one time, stopped using it because it's costing me too much money for what little bit of credit cards I was getting in. Most of it's checks, so it's not. But I do have it set up with a PayPal account to where, if somebody says, hey, I want to pay with a credit card, can, but
okay,
work to pay the fees up front and yearly and monthly and all that stupid stuff. So
yeah, I gotcha. That totally makes sense. That's fine. The merchant statements thing is just a different thing that we can go through. It's a different route.
Okay.
But what we're mostly interested in here is what are you looking to do? How much are you looking to take out?
What I was wanting to get is $150,000.
Okay.
Basically, what I need for a general contract, doing a lot of state work and county work. And stuff. The problem with that is, one job at a time. So.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? I'm putting up money up front.
Yeah, okay.
Not being able to do it. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. Hold on. All right. Yeah, I got a little loud in my bank. Sorry. All right.
But, yeah.
Okay, so we're just looking for 150, working capital, general contractor, I get that. Now, are you being put in net 60s, net 90s, you're not getting some jobs coming up here soon, or?
Jobs come up every day, but the problem is, now I'm in the firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
local entity is basically I've got all my money tied up. I can't go bid another job because I can't come up with $20,000 or $30,000 to put down on a $200,000 or $300,000 job.
Right.
So, you know, I just need more available cash, I guess, in a sense, to be able to bid jobs.
Sure. Because, okay.
The county requires a 10% down just to put in a bid. Now, if you don't get awarded the bid, naturally you get your money right back.
Mm-hmm.
But I just...
Okay. That makes sense. Do you have a deadline? Do you need it by a certain time?
No. I mean, it's just, you know, like I said, jobs come up every day. So the sooner the better, it's not like I got to have it by Monday or Tuesday or, you know, that...
Yeah, I gotcha.
Really
okay.
Matter.
Cool. No worries. Okay. Now, this 150, is that just because, I mean, is that just, do you have like payroll or something coming up, or are you just trying to bid on jobs and you're going to use all of that? Like, is that what you need or is that what you want?
That's what I want.
Okay.
That's basically what my thought process is if I bid a job that's, you know, $300,000. Okay, I'm going to have $30,000 of that tied up right off the bat before I ever get awarded the job.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, if I'm already, like right now, I'm already on a job, so, you know, pretty much I have nothing left. You know, it takes everything I've got just to make payroll, you know, pay my bills, keep the lights on until that job's finished, and then I've got a lump sum at the end.
Boom. Boom. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I'd have to have $30,000 up front plus probably, you know, at least $50,000 on top of that just to get material before I get to my first draw.
Okay.
Because you know, usually your first draw is not, the, you get a foot, you know, when you get all the groundwork done, you get a draw, and then, you know, when it's under roof, you get a draw. So.
Yeah. Okay.
And so on and so forth, so.
Cool, yeah, all right. Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, I know what you're talking about. Just, I deal with a lot of contractors, like, all the time. That's pretty much, like, the only thing I really deal with all day long, all day, every day.
Yeah.
So that's good, man. I know exactly where you're coming from. Now, I know you said that you filled out somewhere else, and they declined you. Do you know why, or?
No, they didn't say. It was, I wish I knew what the name was.
Do you know who it was?
Biz2Credit, that's who it was.
Oh, Biz2Credit?
Biz2Credit, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know. It was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure if I filled it out right. I mean, really, all they asked for was bank statements.
And that's it?
Wow.
Okay.
For the bank statements, and that was pretty much what they wanted there. And I think that's why they declined it, because basically, right, you know, I have no money. I mean, I bring mm-hmm. in. My gross is, you know, well, this year it's going to go over $400,000. Last year it was $266,000.
Nice, man. But you're growing. That's good.
Yeah. Right this minute, I have no money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wouldn't be looking for a loan if I had, you know, if I had $100,000 sitting there. Why would I?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What would be the point?
Right. Okay. Do you know what your credit's at? Have you... When's the last time you looked at your credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Personal credit?
Yeah.
Personal credit score, I think, is around 600 right now. And that's just, I mean, it's just slow pays. There's no bankruptcies. There's no...
No liens or anything?
No defaults or liens or anything like that. It's
perfect.
Just, you know, I pay my bills 3 months at a time, you know?
Sure.
You know, like I said, I'm a contractor.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I've got... $100,000 in my hand, sometimes I got nothing, you know, just depends on what day it is.
It feels a lot better when you have $100,000, doesn't it?
Oh, it makes life a lot easier.
Sure does, man. okay, well, yeah, I mean, we work with Creditiers A to D, so that's totally fine. The nice thing about the capital loans is it's mostly based off your gross annual, so your sales, so that's the nice thing. Now, this $150,000, because when we talked, when you said you needed about 30 and then, let's see, 50? So
yeah.
It's about 80,000 right there. So this 150, I know you want that, like, do you need that as a lump sum, or could you do it, you know, a little bit now and then a little bit down the road?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I honestly, I don't know how you're structured exactly. I don't know if I have to take a certain amount. Really, what I'm after is the availability to get it right away. You know,
okay.
I don't mind going ahead and get, you know, if I have to get 20 or 30 and make payments on that, that's no problem. And it's securing interest and all that. And, or, you know, even if it's the 80 and I got to do it that way, but it's the ability to say, okay, boom, a job comes up. I need to bid this. You know, it's usually a pretty fast pace. I don't want to be spending 2 or 3 weeks trying to come up with money because, you know, then I've just lost out on the job. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So pretty much you're the speed. That's what you need. Okay. That's great. Now the only reason I ask that is because of your gross annual sales, $400K. That's really good. Now, typically, well, let me ask you this: what are your bank statements looking like? Are they pretty good cash flow? Good ending? Good beginning?
No. My ending balances are right now coming out. You know, that's part of the problem.
They're coming out of the negative, or
no? They're not negative.
Okay.
And I'm spending, so it's not that there's, you know, and that, like I said, when I finish this firehouse, that changes a little bit, you know, and
sure.
But you know, for now, for this year, I think it came out right at pretty much even.
Okay.
So I took out as much as I've put in.
Okay, that's fine. No, I mean they just need to make sure that there's like no negative days in the accounts. That's like the main thing. Just because the capital loans, that's how we directly deposit it into your account and then do like micro payments. So they have to make sure there's like no negative days. You know, see what I'm saying? Obviously there's gonna be cash flow through it, and they don't really care if there's huge deposits or huge withdrawals or whatnot. That's totally fine. They're just more making sure there's no negative balance days. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. There possibly could be a couple in there, but I, you know, doubt it.
Okay.
I don't think there is.
No worries.
I think a couple times I had some. Yeah, I think there might have been a few times that I had some. They paid. Well, you know, mm-hmm. It was a matter of days, though. That hey, you know, I've deposited the check, but it didn't clear yet, and so they paid the checks, but then they charged me a fee.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, that goes. Everybody wants money.
Yeah, everybody does, man. Trust me, that's the. That's the main thing that keeps this world going. That's right, man.
So this is like a daily withdrawal?
So the three that we have...
Monthly, so
we have three. We have monthly, weekly, and daily. It just really depends on what you qualify for. My job here is really to help you out, help you expand, help you grow. If you need money, I'll get it for you. So that means I'm going to get you the best program available to you. So if you need it like... So if you need like, you know, weekly or monthly, I'll definitely try to push for that. It just really depends on what you get qualified for. So that's, you know, I'm always going to be upfront with you too.
Yeah.
So, now daily could be an option. I mean, are you okay with daily payments?
If it has to be, weekly is much, much better.
Sure. Absolutely.
I do little jobs in between to try to keep everything sustained. So, you know, weekly a whole lot easier to deal with than daily. I mean,
Of course. Yeah. Okay. I understand. I just have to put that out there. You know, because I'm not going to hide anything from you. I'm going to be upfront with you, straight across.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? So the only reason I bring up the daily payments is because. Relationship is very important. Stick with us, and I can open up the floodgates will open. You'll be able to get qualified for more programs, you know, in the future if
Absolutely.
You want to do business.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand that.
Okay. So after all this, now do you have a plan B? Like, let's say if this doesn't work out for you.
I'm pretty much gonna stay where I'm at until just do one job at a time until I can save up enough to. But you know. No, if I don't come up with there's no other plan. Either borrow it or go on to what pace I'm going.
Okay, all right.
So,
well, cool, man. Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, man. I mean, I definitely see something we can do here for you. I mean, do you have any questions for me?
Well, pretty much answered. Well, you know, the daily thing that was in my head. The is there a fixed interest rate on this, or is it?
Yeah. So it is a fixed. Yeah. So it's a fixed payment. So it never fluctuates, never goes up, never goes down. So just for an example, let's say if you took out $1,000, you'd pay back $1,500. That's just an example. So you know exactly how much you're paying back, and it's split up like that. So it never fluctuates up or down. It just, you see what I'm saying? So it depends on the length of the term, all that stuff. So, but it is fixed.
Okay.
Okay.
And just out of, say, I mean, can you, I guess there is no way until you actually do everything to know what that payment would be on, say, if they did, say, we've done the $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what that.
It's really tough. It's, you know, I get asked this question all the time. It's really tough to give that answer out just because every business is different.
Yeah.
It really depends on what you look like, you know, on paper, the health of the business, all that stuff. So it's really hard for me just to, you know, say this is just what the payment would be, you know. I don't want to give you some false number, then it comes back and it's completely different. Then it makes me look bad, you know what I mean?
I understand. And
just so you, I mean,
it's
yeah,
not
and just
really an interest rate. It's more like a fixed principle of, hey, you're going to borrow $30,000, you're going to pay us back $40,000.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Right. So it's not
interest rate, really. It's just you're going to borrow X amount of dollars and you're going to pay us back. This
very good. See, I wish.
Legalized loan shark, basically.
Man, you're gonna. I hope the feds aren't listening, man. No, yeah.
Oh no, I'm listening.
Yeah, but that's pretty much how it works, exactly. So, I mean, man, I wish every single business owner was like you and just understood that the way that you do. So, I mean, that's how it is.
Okay.
But that's great. Yeah, so I definitely think that we can do something here for you. I was going to say one more thing. I just forgot what it was. Well, if I think I'll email it to you. Okay, well, to get this rolling, just... Oh, I know what I was going to say. The nice thing is, too, is that what we can do is once I get all the paperwork is I can get you hard numbers and we can go over the terms. Just because you send me things doesn't mean, and you get approved, doesn't mean you have to take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it makes sense for you and all that stuff, great. You know, if not, then that's okay. So we're very transparent.
Okay.
All right. What's a good email for you?
TOMMYMARCK @yahoo.com.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. What it will have is a list of just paperwork. I'm sure you kind of already know of things that we need just to go forward. It's just the application, 6 months of your recent bank statements, and your tax return.
Okay.
And
with my tax return, quick question on that real quick.
Yeah.
Boy, my tax return is filed under my name. Is that an issue, or is that, does it matter if it's in the business name, my name? I mean, that for some reason,
okay,
this is how they done it. And I found out through an audit that they shouldn't have done it this way. But
right. I've run into this problem a couple times. Now, you're not Thomas doing business as, are you? Because that's like
no,
a problem. Okay.
I am doing business as, but it's not under Thomas Mark, it's TNT Contractors. So, and it's all fictitiously, a fictitious name filed through the state. It's all legitimate. But,
okay.
No, I'm not doing business as Thomas Mark.
Okay. But you are an LLC and the tax return is under your, like, personal name?
It's under my personal Social Security number, yes.
Okay. Now, is that employer, you know, the ID number, the tax ID number, is it two different ones? Is there one for the business and then one for yourself?
There is, yes. There is a employer ID number for the business. Like, the LLC is all legit and it has its own employer mm-hmm. ID ID number. And like I said, I didn't realize that I filed it wrong. Well, I didn't file it. My tax return people filed it. And till I got out of here.
Okay. So what I would do then is just on the application itself, it's going to ask you for the ID number. Put the one that's on your tax return on there. Okay?
Under the business.
You can actually put both of them. If you put both of them on there, then I can see which one's which. So just put both of them on there and then specify which one's the business one, which one is your personal one.
Yeah. Well, it asks your personal one on this one. I didn't know if it's going to ask for that on the... Because it asks the owner information.
Yeah, the one that in your hand, on the very bottom of that paper, on the one in your hand, does that say fax to fund?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a different one. That one's kind of like for people who don't call in, they just send it in. And then we have to call them and actually get them to fill it out. But I'm going to... This email is going to have a regular one. And if you want to print that out and then fill that out one out and then send it back to me.
Okay.
All right. And I'll send that to you here in the next 5 minutes. And then when do you think you should be able to get the paperwork back to me tomorrow?
Yeah, probably tomorrow. What time do you usually leave?
Well, I'm about to leave here in about 5 minutes. But
okay. No, I mean tomorrow. So.
Oh, tomorrow? Tomorrow I get out at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time.
That's about...
So 6:30 your time, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I will try to, if you'll send me that, I'll try to get it to you by tomorrow evening.
Cool, sounds good. And then I'll just follow up with you tomorrow, all right?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it, Tom. I'll talk to you soon.
You have a good day.
Thanks, you too, man. Appreciate it.